was not yet at war, and the air in Washington was summer pleasant.
But neither Katharine Hepburn nor her supporting cast nor I thought of pleasantries in those days. We were there to try and convince a handful of congressmen to permit refugees to enter our country, very small refugees, baby refugees who would be in the path of the German blitzkrieg. We did the broadcast, and happily our immigration door opened a small blessed crack, and some very small blessed children escaped Hitler and company.
Innocent children caught in a whirlpool of inhuman hatred. Children ostracized, excluded from schools and public places, threatened with physical harm, forbidden the simplest requirements of spiritual survival. Surely our American sympathies go out to these, the most pitiful and helpless of sufferers. America must do its share in offering refuge to some of these children as a token of our sympathy and as a symbol of our faith in the ideals of human brotherhood.
Miss Katharine Hepburn in another original drama. Its title, Miss American.
The scene, a great luxury liner returning from Europe to America. It is late at night. A girl stands on the boat deck looking out into the darkness, her face to the wind that lifts white caps on the tumbling sea. Suddenly, an older woman approaches and speaks.
Well, Ronnie, I must say this is a peculiar way to behave.
But what did you say, Aunt Mary?
I said it distinctly and you heard me. Do you realize that people have been asking about you?
Have they?
Oh, Ronnie, do come downstairs, standing up here in the cold.
Please, I'm all right.
Oh, Ronnie, what is the matter with you?
Poor people.
People? Oh, that. Well, after all, my dear, there are always a certain number of undesirables on board a ship this size. And if you'd only stop wandering up and down the second and third classes, you'd find everything quite right and proper.
Right and proper?
If the children, I spoke to the captain about them.
Did you?
Staring at us every time we walked the deck. I told the captain exactly how we felt about the matter.
We?
The things we talked about this morning.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I should think you would. You were quite definite in your opinion. And of course, I agree with you. There's no right to take such young children and bring them to New York to heaven knows what. But you know the captain. That is a charming smile, and he changed the subject, and, oh, what difference does it really make? We'll be docking in the morning and away from all this.
Aunt Mary, there's something I want to tell you.
No, tell me later, my dear. Right now, the thing for you to do is to go down, get dressed, and join the others just as quickly as you can. Come now.
No. I want to stay here.
Why, Ronnie.
Please, a few moments longer. I'll come down.
Ronnie, I've never known you. Well, very well, have your silly little mood. But I don't understand what it's all about, mooning up here in the dark like a romantic 16-year-old. All I say is hurry downstairs. We'll be waiting for you.
Romantic.
Yes, it is romantic. I'm in love with. If she knew. In love with. Yes. Love at 23rd sight with.
America.
That's a childish thought to have.
Patriotic, Pat.
Of course it is. Of course. Getting soft into the brain. Thinking silly things. Over-emotionalized. Ought to go below and join the party. Stop standing here thinking to myself.
America.
No, why shouldn't I think it out? How did it start?
The things we talked about this morning.
Yes, Aunt Mary did say that. The things we talked about this morning.
Those children.
Always staring at us.
Why bring them over?
Full of foreign ideas. Always staring.
Not like us. Foreigners. Not like us.
Not like us. I've got that out of number. Not like us. Not like us.
Not like me. Not like me. Resented their being on board. happen. Oh, let me remember. I went walking on the lower deck. They were sitting there as usual.
The four of them.
Yes, the four of them. Sitting in a row. White faces, staring eyes, looking at me. At me, at me. I couldn't stand it. What did I say? Yes, I said. You, children, don't you know it's bad manners to stare at people? For a moment, no answer. Three little boys, one little girl. Their staring eyes. Why should they stare at me? I said.
Answer me, one of you. If you're coming to America, heaven knows why, at least they should have taught you some English.
They didn't move. Four rigid little figures. And then...
Do you all speak English?
Well, at last, as they speak.
No, that is not my name.
He said that. Then he closed his mouth. And the four of them were sitting there once again. Those eyes of theirs, staring. I said,
what are you sitting there for? I've been watching you all through the trip. You sit there in those deck chairs hour after hour. What are you waiting for?
America.
She said that, the little one. And then she closed her mouth so tightly I could see the muscles of the corners of her lips. She sat there, tense, frightened. Not another sound from any of them, their eyes beyond me, on the sea, on the horizon. I said,
all right, you're waiting for us to reach land. But what's that got to do with the four of you getting up, running around, having fun? Come on. Don't you know how to laugh? You, do you know how?
Then, we are in America. Then we will laugh.
So that's it. You don't like the sea. You're waiting for the land.
No, we are waiting for America.
Waiting for America? What silly nonsense were these children thinking? Couldn't laugh until America. I thought to myself how silly prove these children strangers, aliens, foreign to our thoughts. Aloud, I said,
listen, the four of you, are you trying to rid me in your infant continental manner? If you're waiting until you land until you laugh, I'm warning you, you better start laughing now. There isn't much to laugh about there, let me assure you. The dullest, dumbest place on earth. Why do you think I went abroad? Laugh in America. Don't make me laugh. We've got depressions and recessions and concessions and dissensions and...
And while I kept talking, the children's faces grew angrier and angrier. Their eyes larger and larger, hating me for what I was saying. Angrier, until at last one of them cried out,
no! No, wait.
Wait?
Please, American, wait. What you say, it is not right.
What's not right?
All these things you say of America. I do not understand. I do not know. But this I know. It is not right.
No, that is not right.
Wait a moment. And what is right, Herr Professor?
America is good. And it's a good place. Because in America, all men are
created equal.
Yeah, and they are endowed by their creator with the right of life and liberty, on the sort of happiness.
Bravo! Right out of the old Declaration of Independence. So where did you learn that? And what does it mean?
Young teacher.
Yes.
Here on the boat, she gave me a book I need. How you say it, Miss American? I teach.
You teach? You? And what you teach, all that about life and liberty, what can it possibly mean to four children like you?
Maybe I do not understand everything you say, Miss American. But what we learn, it means that no matter what is wrong in America, it can be fixed. We are free and equal, and we can work and help America.
help, America. When it said that, I didn't have anything more to say. Nothing cute or bright or clever. Poor little children. I stood in front of them. Suddenly, I wanted to say so many things to them, but my throat, I couldn't until one of them said,
"Please, Miss American, what the book say about America? It is all right."
Right.
Tell us of it, Miss American.
Pity.
America. It's very large and very beautiful. And all the people in it, or their fathers' fathers, came over the water to it, just the way you're doing. And there's a bigness to it, and a braveness to it. And you need never be afraid. And no matter what goes wrong there, there's always hope, as long as there's someone like you to remind the rest of us that the American way is the human way. That's what I said to them. Yes. And they came close to me and touched my hand. And they smiled at each other and at me. And so I'm in love. Yes, in love. With my country. For remembering four little people who want to help us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring this program starring Katharine Hepburn to a close. The broadcast was especially written for this occasion by Art Obler. The cast included Betty Kane, Jackie Grimes, Mae Grimes, Jackie Kelt, Adelaide Klein, Ed Latimer, Bobby Reddick, and George Wallach. And speaking, Raymond Edward Johnson. The music was composed by Leif Stevens, who conducted the orchestra.